paalam, kamusta kayo? Alam ko, marami tayong dapat ipagpasalamat sa Panginoon sa nagdaang linggo. At sa pagpapatuloy ng ating series To Know About God's Mighty Generals, samahan niyo akong balikan ang nakaraan at ipapakilala ko sa inyo si Charles Finney. Sa Adams, New York, siya ay pumasok sa congregation ni George Washington Gale at naging director ng church choir. Siya ay kilala bilang Father of Modern Revivalism. Ipinanganak siya noong August 1792 sa Warren, Connecticut, US. Siya ang bunso sa kanilang siyam na magkakapatid. Siya ay anak ng isang farmer na kalaunan ay lumipat sila sa Jefferson County, New York, pagkatapos na ito ng American Revolutionary War. Unlike many leaders, si Charles Finney ay hindi kaagad nakapag-college. Pero dahil sa kanyang leadership skill and musical skill, he gained recognition sa kanyang community. Siya ay nagpursige para maging lawyer at naging apprentice siya ni Benjamin Wright. After a dramatic conversion experience and baptism into the Holy Spirit, in-give up niya ang legal practice kapalit ng pag-preach ng gospel. Amazing! Nakakamangha ang mga pangyayari sa buhay ni Charles Finney. Nakita natin dito kung paano nabago ang buhay niya sa pamamagitan ng pagtanggap kay Kristo. Iba talaga ang nagagawa ng pag-ibig ng Panginoon sa buhay ng tao. Kagaya nga ng sinabi sa 2 Corinthians 5:17, kaya't kung nakipag-isa na kay Kristo ang isang tao, isa na siyang bagong nilalang. Wala na ang dati niyang pagkatao, sa halip ito'y napalitan na ng bago. Let us pray. Lord, pinapasalamatan ka po namin at dinadakila. Ikaw ang Diyos na makapangyarihan at mapagmahal sa aming buhay. Patawarin mo po kami sa aming mga pagkukulang at linisin mo po ang aming puso. Salamat Panginoon sa forgiveness at pagmamahal mo sa amin. Salamat po sa panibagong araw na binigay mo sa amin. Dinadalangin po namin, Panginoon, tulad ng ginawa mo sa buhay ni Charles Finney, bigyang linaw mo po sa amin ang direksyon na tatahakin namin sa buhay. Kung kami man po ay nag-aaral pa o naghahanap ng trabaho, or kahit may trabaho na or even may pamilya na, Panginoon, samahan mo po kami sa lahat ng aming desisyon. Alam po namin, Panginoon, na wala kang pinipiling edad o estado ng buhay. Kahit sino po, kahit kailan ay bukas po ang iyong mga kamay para kami ay mahalin at alalayan. Panginoon, we surrender to you our plans and we trust in your plans and timeline po sa aming buhay. Salamat po, Panginoon. Ito ang aming panalangin sa pangalan ni Jesus. Amen.
Amen! Marami pa tayong matututunan sa ating Mighty Generals. Kaya, magkita-kita tayo mamayang 4 p.m. para na din ipanalangin ang ating family, church, and community. See you mga kaalam!
Hello mga kaalam! Magandang hapon! As we continue to know more about Charles Finney, one of God's mighty generals, let us look back at his ministry. Charles Finney was the most famous revivalist of the Second Great Awakening. In 1832, he moved to New York City and became a minister to Chatham Street Chapel, where he started new ways of teaching na nagkaroon ng malaking impact sa buong community, as he deals not just spiritually but also in social reform. He did not allow slave traders and owners to communion. Ang mga kababaihan ay in-include niya rin sa mga public meetings. During this time, hindi pantay ang rights sa mga kababaihan, but still include them into the ministry. In his preaching, the major theme is conversion. He urged his listeners to accept Christ openly and publicly. sa kanya nagsimula ang challenge that if you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you must take your stand, literally. At first, people did not respond to the challenge dahil nagulat sila sa hamon. But after several nights, people began to respond and stood up to accept Jesus Christ. At hindi lang doon natapos. Lahat ng tumanggap kay Jesus ay personal niyang binisita sa kanilang mga tahanan para ma-consolidate. We see here his commitment to be a responsible messenger of God.
Praise God for the life of Charles Finney. Because of his obedience, maraming tao ang nakakilala at sumunod din sa Panginoon. Let us stand up to the challenge, mga kaalab. Kagaya nga ng sinabi sa salita ng Diyos sa Romans 1 verse 16, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes." Let us pray. Lord, we glorify you and lift your name. As we come to you today, we pray for your cleansing over us. Nagpapasalamat po kami, Panginoon, sa pagkakataon na ito para mas makilala ka pa sa pamamagitan ng iyong mga mighty generals. Lord, we thank you for the life of Charles Finney, for his example as a preacher and leader for his community and church. Lord, we pray that like him, we will have the courage to preach your word and take out over familiarity sa amin pong community and family. Buksan niyo po ang aming puso upang magamit kami sa pagpapalaganap ng iyong salita. Lord, we pray to have a willing heart that serves you in all that we do. May it be sa aming pag-aaral, pagtatrabaho, o kahit sa paghihintay, ikaw ang aming maitaas. We also pray, Lord, for your protection over our pastors and leaders as they do their ministry and live out to be an example and messenger of your word. We praise you and glorify your name. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen! We claim God's courage and strength over our life as we do His ministry, all for His glory. Thank you, mga kaalab, for joining us this afternoon. Let us expect more from the Lord as we hear His word mamayang 8 p.m. for our Alab Word Sharing. Also, mamayang 11 p.m, pagpapatuloy natin ang pananalangin ng sama-sama. God bless you, mga kaalab! Kita kids!
Good evening, mga kaalab! I'm sure marami tayong natutunan at maaaring apply sa ating buhay mula sa Alab Word Sharing kanina. We praise God for the opportunity to learn more about His Word. At sa pagpapatuloy sa ating pagkilala kay Charles Finney, samahan niyo ulit kaming balikan ang nakaraan.
Mas lumawak pa ang pagpapalaganap ng salita ng Diyos sa United States dahil kay Charles Finney. His preaching led to revival. Religion was the topic in the home, in shops, in the office, and even on the street.
Alam mo ba na even the shops were closed during Sabbath? At ang church ay napuno ng masasayang worshipers at nagbunga ito ng isang community na may unity. Ganyan din describe ng isang pastor ang revival during the Second Awakening. Ibig sabihin nito, mayroong pagbabago sa personal na buhay ng mga tumanggap kay Kristo.
Isa rin sa kanyang mga contribution ay mga librong kanyang sinulat kagaya na Lectures on Revivals of Religion at Lectures on Systematic Theology na tumulong sa ibang mga preachers to lead a revival and later fade the way for mass evangelists like Dwight L. Moody, Billy Sunday, and Billy Graham.
Praise God! As we pray for revival in our time today, let us reflect on one of his teachings. Sinabi niya, "To start a revival, the first step is a deep repentance, a breaking down of heart, a getting down into the dust before God, with humility and forsaking of sin. Only then, we will see a revival, mga kaalab, if we experience it first and embrace it." Kagaya nga ng sinabi sa 2 Chronicles 7:14, "If my people, who are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, Then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father God, Lord God, dinadakila at kinikilala ka naming Diyos. Lord, Ikaw ang Diyos na tapat at mawain. Panginoon, patawarin mo po ang aming mga kasalanan. Gayat kami po ay nagpapakumbaba sa iyong harapan. Panginoon, I pray for each heart, Lord. Give us a repentant heart. Lord God, bless our heart, Panginoon. Alisin mo po, Panginoon, anumang coldness namin. God, in Jesus' name. Let the fire burn within, Panginoon. And I pray, Lord, help us to have desperation for you more. To seek you na ikaw, Lord, ang maghari sa puso ng bawat tao. God, I ask for your Holy Spirit to touch every heart, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Lord, I also pray for vision of revival. God, let every community have unity. God, magkaroon ng pagbabago ng puso at pamumuhay. Lord, sa aming bansa, God, let your revival in our government, in our families, and church. Lord, let your love reign in our nation. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Maraming salamat sa pagsama sa amin ngayong araw. Mga kaalab, we are glad to journey with you. Let us continue to pray for one another as we spark revival in our time. Good night and God bless kaalab!